for, this would not work for them. But if you gave them that option, they would probably not take advantage of it. But there are school districts who it may work for them, and that's what we're asking for, is the opportunity to pencil that out.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Lastly, Barbara?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Barbara Huff-Tuckness. I am the Director of Governmental and Legislative Affairs for Teamsters Local 959. And I would like to go on record supporting and concept House Bill 329 with the proposed changes that have been incorporated into the bill. And I guess I would just ditto the last two speakers. We do view this as a real proactive management tool in a time when a lot of public sector, not only school districts, but municipalities. We represent several hundred public employees in the city of Anchorage that would actually be impacted by this particular legislation. And it is, and from our perspective, it's a tool out there. If it pencils out, it's cost effective. Why not lay it on the table? So we'd ask for your support to move the bill out of committee.
Thank you. Well, that concludes testimony. Melanie, with as much warning as possible to Josh or for the chairman as far as when those numbers would be ready, then they would be able to schedule the next hearing. It will be under bills previously heard, so that's just to give the public enough warning in case some other people want to testify and not really surprise them that that'll be tomorrow at 2 and not have them have a chance to testify. With that, we'll hold the bill until we get that information. And thank you very much for attending. This meeting is adjourned.